Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Roy, who you'll find on Medium.com. This story is just for Halloween, and it sure brought back cringeworthy memories for me of office Halloween parties past. And here is Horror Show Inc., a review of costumes at my Halloween office party. Gross Bob Ross, 0 stars. Alan's attempt at portraying the world's most beloved squirrel nuzzler and happy cloud wrangler was pathetic. Clearly, Alan tried saving a buck by scavenging costume accessories from picked-over yard sales and Goodwill dumpsters. His faux beard and mustache was basically Spanish moss applied with a preschool glue stick, which explained the stringy texture of the guacamole. His faux fro was matted in the back, smelt of fertilizer, and featured a severe crease down the middle, indicating a failed attempt at topiary to groom it. Alan's appearance was an abomination and disgrace to the legacy of a soulful painter. And I still remain critical after learning he was actually shooting for the cowbell guy from Blue Oyster Cult. The Scourge of Generation X, 0 stars. Leave it to Bill, the new guy totally obsessed with 80s hair metal bands, to commit such an affront to the delicate, just lay low until quitting time Gen Xers of the office. Can't say we weren't warned. Weeks of being assaulted by the screeching and wailing of Rat, Whitesnake, and Cinderella heard spilling from Bill's iPhone ear slugs as he jammed over his sales reports. Now here stands Bill. Big-ass fright wig, platform boots, scary pixie makeup, tight leather, presenting his best rendition of Twisted Sister's lead singer Dee Snider. Color me stunned when I witness Bill receive the coveted Starbucks gift card for best costume. Color me amused when I heard judges thought he came as Bette Midler in Hocus Pocus. The Rabid Badger, 0 stars. Did you know Carol graduated from the University of Wisconsin? No? Where the hell have you been? Her cubicle looks like a campus kiosk during freshman orientation. The red, the white, the pennants, the posters, the #1 foam finger, the #5 fist. The taxidermied badger with eyes that track every time I go to the can. So it should come as no surprise that Carol arrived at the party decked in a home-knitted team sweater with matching track pants ordered from the UW gift shop. But the real eye catcher was how she topped it all off. That would be Carol's dye job. Jet black do with lightning streak of white. Yes, we were all thinking the same thing. Badger, not quite. Skunk, likely. Bride of Frankenstein, getting warmer. Cruella on acid, bingo. Culturally inappropriate, inexcusable nightmare, -10 stars. I always thought Nate was a funny guy, but he needs to go. SOB took it way too far. Way too far. Angry murmurs and mutterings at the height of the party finally caught the attention of Jen in HR. As workers congregated round the nibbles table, Jen delicately approached Nate, whispered in his ear, and forcefully escorted him like a veteran Secret Service agent to her office. Party saved! Get out of here, you freak! Look, come to the party dressed as a zombie. Come to the party dressed as Mr. Rogers. Come to the party dressed as zombie Mr. Rogers. You just crossed a line with no ticket back. The team was sure to thank Jen for sending Nate home and exorcising the party of his visual filth. We also took time to compliment Jen on her zombie hooker costume. Didn't even try, guy. 0 stars. Larry, what's up? When asked, what's with the mask made from tinfoil, Larry responded, I'm the future. When asked, why the Downsizer 2020 t-shirt, Larry replied again with, I'm the future. Fine, Larry, don't tell me. I think the only future Larry presents is marijuana brownies served in the vending machines. Stupid Larry. Backwoods cannibal mutant with mullet. 4 stars. Finally, a costume worthy of... Wait. No. Just an Amazon delivery dude. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.